America weekend.
So let's celebrate. Put on your Sunday best, kids. We're going to Sears.
Right. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Nowadays, when you want to buy something, do you go to the department store? No, they're all closing down. I was in the mall the other day with my son, and it's like six people in Sears, and we were two of them. So But there was a day when you would order things from the Sears catalog.
Wow.
Before there was eBay, before there was Amazon, you would get, and you probably are old enough to remember.
Of course I do.
Yes.
It was this huge thing that would, that, right? It was big.
Right.
It was thick.
Well, JCPenney used to put out the Christmas Wish book as well.
Oh, boy.
But the Sears catalog was, and if you're one of those younger millennial types, it was this giant book, almost like a phone book, and you wouldn't even know what that is either, but you would go through and order shirts, shovels,
everything,
generators,
right,
frames, the whole thing. So we found this story, unusual things you could order from the Sears catalog.
Interesting.
Now, the Sears catalog operated between 1888 and 1993.
Goodness.
How about this? Live baby animals.
Really?
Turn to page 26 and boom, pick up some live animals. A number of Sears catalogs included livestock in their listings. They even paid postage on the orders. The fall 1948 catalog advertised day-old chicks in a number of different breeds with guaranteed
live arrival.
Well,
because
nothing spoils the mail order process instead of having a bunch of dead little chickens show up on the porch.
That's very strange.
But why would you order them? What do you need them for? Are you going to be growing livestock? Are these for pets?
Maybe. Depending on where you live. Everyone has chickens in their yard.
In
I don't know.
They had a pet shop. Well, that's true. You can't go to a pet shop. You don't go walk into Petco now and buy a chicken.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe you can in some places.
That's a good question.
Yeah?
If I wanted to have chickens in my backyard, like, where do I go to get them?
You're probably zoned for chickens where you live.
Everybody has chickens where I live.
Well, see?
And our neighbor has two roosters, and they don't just crow at dawn.
You complained about this on social media one day.
24 hours a day, and they don't, and they, it's not like, oh, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
No, they scream. It's like they scream.
And these are some big cocks in this neighborhood.
Yes.
Yes, real big ones.
Big.
They're loud, too.
I hate them.
Nothing's worse than a loud one.
Okay, so Brown's Vegetable Cure for Female Weakness. That's something you can get at the Sears catalog. Among other medicines, dubious quality. The 1898, I see where this is going. The 1898 catalog carried a vegetable compound marketed towards women as a wonder of the age. That was a blessing in pregnancy and a basic cure-all for kidney ailments. It allegedly also helped to ease dread of some impending evil.
So it was an anxiety medicine.
Honey, I think there's a ghost in the attic. Oh, let's just go get some Brown's Vegetable Cure for the female weakness.
A wonder of the age, basic cure for all kidney ailments.
Really?
So if you thought you just had this wicked kidney infection coming along, little teaspoon of Brown's Vegetable Cure for female weakness. And what, in fact, is female weakness?
I'm not sure.
Just an inability to... Now, you know what they call that now? It's called Xanax. That's what it's called now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's true.
How about a mail order home? Honey, you know what? Let's just order a new house. Get out the Sears catalog.
Well, they sold a lot of them.
70,000 homes between 08 and 1940. They came in 447 different styles. All could be ordered through Sears.
Okay.
They were modeled to the individual specifications and arrived for assembly by the purchaser in two railroad boxcars.
Interesting.
Honey, somehow we got to get the house from the train track over here to the lot. They ranged in price from $450 for a bungalow to $4,500 for a full two-story home. They discontinued the line after the Great Depression. Many of the products still stand in towns across the U.S.
I want to go see one of those houses.
How the hell do you put this thing together? That's not a Saturday afternoon project.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, like the double-wide trailer, you know?
I would imagine so. But, but the average American man is, I'm sorry, and I'm going to speak as one. I'm very average and I'm very American. You cannot put together a house. I bitched and moaned so much because I had to paint the back porch and the railings.
Oh, wow.
Imagine me on a Saturday needing to put together the new house. It would not be good.
That's amazing.
Nah.
Well, could you imagine, like, these days, like, picking your house out of a catalog?
No.
Right?
Or on eBay.
Or on eBay or something?
Zillow. Hey, you know, but it's already built, so there.
All right. Tombstones, I guess you could have gotten on the Sears catalog.
You're going to need one at least once.
A 1912 Sears catalog offered handsomely ornamented tombstones. I'm not sure what that means.
Versace.
Made from blue Vermont marble. The tombstones came in a variety of sizes and were personalized with whatever inscription the purchaser desired.
So would you buy it for yourself and just store it in the shed? Or you would just need one when Cousin Earl shed his mortal coil and you need to send him off in a good
way. This is actually a very depressing thing because I think that people do that now. They like prepay for their plot.
That's creepy.
They pre-play for the coffin. They pre-pay
they pick out their
for
plot.
The tombstones.
Yeah, I want to be on a hill looking with a tree and all this other stuff. That to me, I don't even want to talk about
it. I mean, I get it. It's expensive. You're trying to, you know, do your family a favor, but it's very morbid.
That's why I have a wife. She'll take care of all that stuff after hanging out with St. Peter.
You'll definitely go before her, I think. Men usually go
first.
Gee,
thanks a lot.
Men usually go first is my point.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Wait,
do you know something that I don't know?
Let me take that back. Hang on. Let me tell you why I said that. I just had
Ed, you're going to die.
I just had diarrhea of the mouth just now because there was no filter between my brain and my mouth. The reason why I said that was because
go ahead, dig that hole.
My family.
Yes.
My family is very female heavy because
that's true.
The men always go first. I don't know why.
Okay. So this whole Staphylococcus disease is going to jump over and I'm going to catch it somehow through you.
I'm sorry.
Even though you are the farthest thing from a man I've ever seen.
I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. See, now 2 years from now, when I meet an untimely demise, you're going to come on the air and say, you know, I never really should have said that then.
It was a joke.
You'll play the air check. You're going to have a great segment, you know, and when it's the Daily Whatever with Richard Bay and Christina Staffel,
it'll be terrific.
Anyway, how about a toilet acid mask?
What is that?
Toilet masks were popular additions to many beauty regimens. They were applied before bed and supposedly induced perspiration and clarification of the skin. Yuck. One such rubber mask sold in the Sears catalog was cured with trace amounts of acid to rid its wearer of, quote, freckles, liver spots, and other facial blemishes, unquote. Wait a minute. The idea of trapping sweat into your face all night and clogging your pores, that's a pimple machine. That's what that's called.
Why is it called a toilet acid mask?
This has nothing to do with the toilet.
I wasn't expecting a mask.
Does the cat drink out of it when you're away from it? I don't know. I thought you were going to dip this thing in the bowl and stick it on your face.
Okay, you could get asbestos appliances.
Can you imagine how heavy those things must have been?
That's so crazy. Let's see. The 1902 Sears catalog contained listings for toasters made from an asbestos disc covered with steel wire cloth.
Ooh. And asbestos mats for protecting table surfaces.
But people die from that now. Now it's illegal to even use asbestos,
Because what happens when it breaks down, the microscopic fibers settle into your lungs and are carcinogenic.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Sears catalog. You killed America for over 100 years.
Wait a minute. Read the next one.
A Canon, for the price of only $5.50.
Wow.
A Winchester breech loading cannon could be yours. The description suggests that it would be ideal for use in an Independence Day parade.
Topical. There you go.
An entire police section in the same 1902 issue also contained a wide variety of handcuffs, which are also interesting on Saturday nights for those marriages that need a little kickstart.
Wow.
Sears catalogs continued to sell weapons and ammunition through the mail until the 1970s. Now, considering the climate in this country today, isn't it amazing to think that only about 40 plus years ago, you can buy ammo by mail through Sears?
That is very crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's scary to think about.
But the cannon is still fun.
But the cannon, it's fun. What about the toy machine gun that
I had one as a kid.
Did you?
Sure.
So I guess this toy machine gun cost $1.39 in the 1942 Sears Christmas catalog. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. The gun was mounted on a tripod and operated by a crank that made a rat-tat-tat noise as it turned. The description reads, "This exciting machine gun looks and sounds realistic enough to give any boy or girl a big thrill."
I don't make many requests on this show. I'm about to make one. Could you please do the sound effect just one more time? Because I liked it.
The rat-tat-tat.
Oh, see there? I just liked the way you did it. It was like one of those things that's like, wow. You know, it just jumped out of me. Now, you can't buy one anywhere. I remember when I was a kid, you could walk into any toy store. Toy guns, toy machine guns, toy knives.
Yeah, well.
But you can't do that
because
anymore.
Because they're not used for toys anymore.
No,
some
they're not.
Crazy people go buy them and, you know, hold up a bank.
Now, I wonder when someone is doing a show like this on whatever medium is going to be the most popular, 150 years from now, what they will talk about when they talk about when people used to tap on the glass, when you didn't just have to tap in the air or think and
or
touch
think,
your head for
or
your eBay
think
app.
At all.
And all of a sudden, your Brown's Vegetable Serum for Female Weakness would just show up by some drone that would float down in front of you.
That's true. That's going to be the new Amazon Prime.
Isn't it? Right. It's going to be amazing. Because you know what's going to happen? Kids are going to be born, and as soon as they come out of the womb, they will have their Amazon apps installed in their
heads.
It's
going to be a chip or something installed.
Right. Wow. It will literally be activated by a thought. oop, Amazon, and you'll hear do-do-do-do, and you'll simply just think of what you want.
Oh,
whatever it is, you're going to have to really control those thoughts, or some really weird things are going to show up at your front door.
That's true.
Your credit information will be locked into your head as well. It will be charged and deducted from your cerebellum, and you will have your item.
Interesting.
And people will talk about that when the time comes. Watch. Watch how I'm correct. Did you ever think when you were a kid that you'd be tapping on a piece of glass to buy something?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's like phones are like your person. I think I use it more than I use my laptop now, my phone,
yes,
to go online or to order or to do anything.
Right. I'm on either my phone or my tablet.
Yep.
My PC at home, I only do it when I have to do some stuff, studio work in my house.
Right.
I don't use it for anything else.
Crazy, right?
Wow. It's a crazy world, and it just keeps getting crazier. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.